The pasuk tells us that Yaakov is going to meet Esav, and he prepares to meet Esav. Pasuk tells us in Perek Aleph Beis Pasuk Ches, "Va'yira Yaakov ma'oid va'yetzeloi." Yaakov is very afraid. He's distressed. Va'yetzeloi va'yachat asal mashaitoi. He has a sign. He has a bokah. Va'gamar mushnei machnois. He divides everybody up into two machnois. And Mefarshim were all bothered, double Russian, Vayira Vayetzer. He was afraid and afraid. What was he doubly afraid of? So Rashi brings down, Vayira Shema Yehoreg, Vayetzer Lo Yem Yaharoi Kuas Achayim. He was afraid that he might be killed. He was afraid that Esav might kill him. He was afraid that he might kill somebody else. And Yaakov Tzadik didn't want to have to kill somebody else. So says Rashi. And Akash is asked, what was the Vayetzer Shem Yarek Huas Achayrim? The Gemara tells us, Habal Hargacha, Hashkim Hargoy. If somebody's running after a person to kill him, the halacha is, a person has to defend himself. Kill him first. A Raideif, we're allowed to kill to stop him from killing. So what was the big Vayetzer that he would kill somebody else? Okay, there are many Pshatim that have said Vayir Vayetzer. A famous Moshe that said over, there was once a king, and the king had a stargazer, who looked at the stars, was able to predict the future, and would advise the king based on what he saw in the stars. All the other advisors were jealous of him, because the king had a special liking to the stargazer, because he advised them in all his matters, what would be. And they did a little investigation on their own, and they followed him around, and they realized that he's a faker. He's making up the stories, he's making believe books of the stars, he can read the stars. It's all natural. And they saw the chance to take revenge against him and to finally go to the king and get rid of this stargazer, the king's favorite advisor, for once and for all. So they went to the king and they tell the king, you should know, your stargazer advises you, he's a fraud, he's a fake, it's not true, he doesn't have any ability to look at the stars, he's making it all up, and he deserves to be killed. And the king says it can't be true. They have a whole discussion. And they finally convince the king that it's true, that the stargazer is a fraud. The stargazer comes to the palace and he realizes from the looks that he's getting and the stares that today is not like yesterday. Things aren't right. And he puts two and two together. He might have been a fraud, but a fool he's not. And he puts two and two together and he realizes that the king is out. The king is out to get him. They convince the king that he's a fraud. So they bring him before the king. And the king says to him, I heard that that's not true, you can't see the stars, and so on. Do you have anything to say in defense of yourself? And he realizes that his goose is cooked. He's realized the king caught on, the king's going to kill him. But he's a chochmah. And he says to the king, before you take me out, I just want to tell you one last thing that I see in the stars. I do see in the stars one last thing I see. You know what I see in the stars? I see in the stars, he says, that me, I might die. I don't know what's going to happen to me. But he says to the king, I see that 3 days after he dies, the king is going to die. He says to the king, you're going to die 3 days after I die. That's what I see in the stars. You're going to die 3 days after I die. The king hears that, suddenly the tables turn, king can't take a chance. Maybe he does know how to read the stars. Maybe it's natural. He's going to die 3 days later. And suddenly everything changes around. And the king says to the soldiers, guard him with your lives. Make sure nothing happens to him. Make sure he lives to be an old man. Vayira vayetzer. Yaakov was afraid he might kill Esav. Rivka had a nevuah at the end of Parshas Toldos. Loma eshkal gam shneichem yom echad. Why should I bury both of you and lose both Yaakov and Esav on the same day? Rivka knew by nevuah that Yaakov and Esav were going to die on the same day. Nataka happened. When Yaakov died, Esav died the same day. So Yaakov was afraid. Vayira vayetzer. He was afraid he might be killed. But vayetzer, he was afraid he might kill others, might kill Esav. If he kills Esav, he knew b'nevuah that it will be his Yom HaMisa also. So Vayira Vayetzer, Yaakov was afraid that he shouldn't be killed, he shouldn't come to kill, he shouldn't come to kill others. The Ramban asks, Mefarshim really all ask, what was Yaakov really afraid of? Didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu already promise Yaakov if he'd watch over him? In Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk, says, Vav, V'hinei anoichi imoch u'shmarticha b'cha asher teilech. Hashem tells Yaakov, I'll be with you, I'll watch over you, wherever you go, I'll protect you. What was Yaakov so afraid of Esav? He had a haftocha, promise from Hashem. If any of us had a promise from Hashem, watch over us, we'd walk around without a worry in the world. What was Yaakov so worried about? And the Mefarshim were all bothered. The Ramban, later on, I believe it was in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perikom and Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Ramban says that a tzaddik, Yaakov Avinu, a tzaddik is always afraid. Kiderech ha-tzaddikim lirat hamid. Tzaddikim are always afraid. Why? Miyiras ha-chet. A tzaddik is always afraid that he might be nichshal, he might do an aveira. V'hoyim esyore, Yaakov was afraid. Ulay afilu mishiyotz mishom. As soon as he went out, he already did an aveira, his chata. And therefore, even though he had the haftacha, he was still worried, maybe he did a chet. And therefore, he was afraid, he davened to Hashem. The Sfasemis brings down from the Chlisherim, it's in Shnas Tofresh Mem Dalet, and he says a beautiful insight. And he says, Yaakov Avinu had a haftacha. Yaakov Avinu had a promise that Hashem was going to watch over him. But to Yaakov Avinu, it didn't make a difference. To a tzaddik, whether he has the haftacha, whether he doesn't have a haftacha, he davens the same way. Don't think for a second because Yaakov had a haftacha, everything's fine, he stopped davening. And when a tzara came, I don't have to worry about it. I have a promise from Hashem, everything's going to be fine. A tzaddik, with all the haftachas that he has, he's the same tzaddik that he was before, the same davening they did before, and he still serves Hashem the same way. So Yaakov Avinu, even though he had a haftacha from Hashem, when he had a tzara, he didn't sit back and relax and say, oh, I have a haftacha, there's nothing to worry about. But he davened the same way that he davened before. Says his Sfas Emes. And that's why we find Yaakov Avinu knew the case. We find in Parshas Vayechi that Yaakov wanted to reveal the case when Mashiach would come, the end, the Geula Lebanov, and he wasn't able to. It was hidden from him. At that time, he wasn't able to. Says his Sfas Emes, this is exactly the reason why. If Yaakov Avinu would reveal to us the case, we wouldn't suffer the Tsar of Golos. Imagine if we knew Mashiach is coming tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Suddenly, no worries. What would we worry about? Golos? It's over. It's ending in a year. We wouldn't feel the tsar of Golos if we knew when the Kates is coming, if we knew when the end is going to be. We wouldn't feel Golos. We wouldn't daven the same way. We wouldn't behave the same way because we know the end is coming. Yaakov Avinu was on a higher level. Yaakov Avinu, even though he knew when the Kates was, he knew when the Gula would be, he was able to daven and be in Oved Hashem the same way, whether he knew when the Kates is coming, whether he didn't know. He was able to feel the Tsar of Golos, even though he knew the Kates was coming. He davened to Hashem the same way, whether he knew, whether he didn't know. But we're not on that madrigal. And therefore from us, the Kates was hidden when Mashiach will come, when the Gula will be, because if we would know when the Gula is coming, it would take away from our hargoshes, our feelings of Golos, our feelings, our emotions, because we know the Kates is coming. So therefore it's hidden from us. So we have a tzara, we should daven. We call out to Hashem, because to us we have to feel the tzara. Hashem can a tzaddik, whether he knows when the end is, he has a haftacha, doesn't have a haftacha, a tzaddik has that same feeling of tefillah, of coming on to Hashem, regardless of the haftacha or not. So even though Yaakov Avinu had the haftacha, Yaakov Avinu still was afraid, and Yaakov Avinu still daven Hashem. We come to the parasha with the Gid Hanosha. We come right before Shlishi. The Torah tells us the whole story. What happened? Yaakov, the Pasuk tells us in Perik on the Beis, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Vayokom Balayla Hu, Yaakov was over Mav and Yavoik, Pasuk Chof Hei, Vayivoser, Yaakov Ovadoi. Yaakov remains by himself, Vayivovik Ishimoi, Adalois Ashacha, until Ashacha had a fight with the Malach of Esav, Vayar, and the Malach saw that he wasn't able to win over Yaakov, Kilo Yocholoi, Vayiga bechaf yerech. He touches the kaf yerech by the thigh, by the gidanosha. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov veyof limoy. And the kaf yerech slips out of place when Yaakov is fighting with the malach, and Yaakov eventually wins over the malach, and he doesn't want to let the malach go until the malach gives him a bracha and so on. And of course, we know as a result of what happened, Perek Lamed Gimel, Al Kein lo yoichlu v'nei Yisrael es gid hanosha. Therefore, v'nei Yisrael are not allowed to eat the gid hanosha from a behemo, asher kaf hayorech ad hayoyim hazeh, even today, until this very day, ki noga b'chaf yerech Yaakov b'gid hanosha. Because the Malach of Esav touched, hurt Yaakov by the gid hanosha. There's a das ken revali toistus and a chizkuni that say an unbelievable pshat. And bring down, why can't we eat the gid hanosha? Why not? So, the Pasuk says, because the Malach hurt Yaakov b'gid hanosha,
Fine. Zeichlanes says Daskin Bali Toysis, the first Pshat, Al Kain with Zichwen Hanes. Al Kain, therefore, don't need to get Hanasha. Why? A Zecher for the Nes that happened. The Maloch was winning over Yaakov, and Hashem saved Yaakov from the Maloch. As a Zecher for the Nes, the Maloch was only able to harm Yaakov by the Gir Hanasha. For that, we don't need to get Hanasha. Dovaracha, another Pshat. Al Kain. You know why we don't do the Gir Hanasha? As a kapara for what we did wrong. Because Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov's children, acted shalai kahigin. They did not act properly. Vayivaser Yaakov abadai. They left the father alone. They left Yaakov alone. They let Yaakov go back during the night by himself. L'lachas yichidi, v'yosu lo levoy. They didn't escort him. They didn't escort Yaakov. They didn't go along with him. Nobody accompanied Yaakov. They let Yaakov go back by himself. And because of that, the Malach attacked. He was hurt by the Gir Hanasha. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to eat the Gir Hanasha, sheyiyu zehirim b'mitzvus levoyo mishom ve'elech. To teach us how careful one has to be to escort somebody. You have a guest, somebody's leaving, somebody's traveling, you can't let a person go by himself, you have to escort them along the way. And therefore, later on, in next week's parasha, when Yaakov sends Yosef to Shechem to go see where the brothers are, it says, me'emek chevroim, I forget, the Medrash brings down that Yaakov went along with him part of the way, he escorted him, and they discussed the parasha of Egla Rufa along the way together with Yosef. Because from here, Yaakov learned the mitzvah of Levoya, how important it is to escort somebody along the way. The Chizkuni adds on, V'hein hayu gibayrim. The Shvatim were very strong. They were very strong people. And therefore, they should have waited for the father to help him if he needs. They didn't wait. They let Yaakov go by himself, and he was hurt as a zecher for that which we did wrong. We're not allowed to eat the Gir Hanasha. Very interesting pshat.
Is it good to hear the Levaya or the Kibbut Av?
He brings on the Levaya. They escorted him.
Also
Levaya. Should have escorted him. You don't let him walk by. You don't let somebody walk by himself, especially the Kibbut Av. But should have walked by himself.
Was a very strong guy.
But he was attacked. Okay. Va'yiga bechaf yirechoy. Chavetz Chaim, we mentioned many times. Va'yiga bechaf yirechoy. The Zoya Kodesh brings down bechaf yirechoy. Eilu tamchen diyereisa. These are the supporters of Torah. Yaakov was the Ishtam Yoshev Holim. Yaakov represents Torah, the one who sat and learnt. He was the one who sat and learnt. Kaf yirechoy is the thigh, the leg. Those are a hint to the remes to the supporters of Torah. Tamchen diyereisa. The Chavetz Chaim explains that the Eitz Hara tries to stop learning as much as he can. Torah is the koyach of Bnei Yisrael, what connects us to Hashem. The Eitz Hara tries b'chol koychoy to stop us from learning. The Eitz Hara, he can't. People learn Torah. If the Eitz Hara sees he can't stop Talmidei Chacham from learning, he attacks the Tamchen D'Oraisa. He attacks the supporters of Torah. That's where he hits. The Kaf Yerechai. The Malach of Esau had Rishus over the Kaf Yerech, over the leg, the support of Yaakov, the support of Torah, over the support of Yaakov Ishtom Yoshev Aholim. The Malach went ahead and was able to hit the supporters of Torah. It says the Chavetz Chaim that this happens b'chol davador, and especially ad alois hashachar, especially towards the end of Golos, towards the end, before Mashiach comes, the Yetzer Hara will work overtime to stop the supporters of Torah. And how does he stop the supporters of Torah? Either he hits them many ways. Either the government puts taxes on them, and the government comes and takes away the money, and that is no longer supporters of Torah. Or the HR comes, he's metamtim es alev. He stuffs up their hearts and their minds. Supporting Torah is not important. What are they doing? They're learning. He's metamtim es alev, not to support Torah. The HR tries b'chol kaychai to stop the supporters of Torah. But what happens? Behiof koyimai. Yaakov, Ishtam, the Talmidei Chachamim, those that are learning, continue fighting. Even though the supporters of Torah might have been affected, and the Malach might have hit Yaakov by the Gir Hanasha, and the Tamchin, the Arais, are affected, but those that are learning, Talmidei Chachamim, Amos and Nefesh, to learn, and Yaakov kept on fighting with the Malach, even after he was hit in the Gir Hanasha, Torah will always be, Torah will always remain. Even though the Malach might hit, the Satan might hit, the Tamchin, the Arais, the supporters of Torah, but Torah itself will always remain, and will always be Amos and Nefesh for learning Torah. I just saw a few nice little ve'loch in the parasha very fast. The pasuk says, "Okay, lo yoichu bnei Yisrael es Gir Hanasha." Therefore, bnei Yisrael cannot eat the Gir Hanasha. Just, I don't know who the
who the originator of this machshava is, but it's a remez al kein lo yaychu to the tanaisin, the days that we can't eat. Al kein lo yaychu eskid hanasha. We fast 6 days a year. Al kein lo yaychu. You know on which days we can't eat? Eskid. Aleph stands for Esther. It's Tainus Esther. Tof is Tisha B'Av. Gid, the Gimel is Gimel Tishrei or Tzlem Gedalia. Yud is Yom Kippur or Asar B'Teves. Yud Teves, Yud Tishrei, Yom Kippur Asar B'Teves. And the Dalit is the Tzlem Haravi, the fast of the fourth month, which is Shivas B'Tamuz, which the Navi calls the Tzlem Haravi, the fast of the fourth month.
In which word?
Es, Akein, or Yechu, Es, Gid. Es Gid. Bnei Yisrael can't eat. Wow. Eskid. Those are the days of the year that Bnei Yisrael fast. A rem is the tanais. Okay.
By
Asar B'Teves, and Yom Kippur.
Also Yud.
Right, Yud. He's both Asar B'Teves and Yom Kippur. Vayavayu, just two or three first remarks we came across. Vayavayu Yaakov Shalem Er Shechem. It says in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yitches, Yaakov came Shalem complete to Er Shechem. So Rashi tells us, what does the word Shalem mean? Shalom begufoy, shalom b'mamaynoy, after Esav, after Lavan, Yaakov came complete to Shechem with all his money, he was healthy, shalom b'tayrasoy, he was shalom in his Torah, he didn't forget his learning in the house of Lavan. But Esoscha says, shalom is Rosh Tevis, shame, Lashon HaMalbush. We know about Yisrael and Golos didn't change their names, didn't change their language, or the way they dressed, but Yobo Yaakov shalom. Yaakov came Sholem, even after being in the house of Lavan for 20 years, Yaakov didn't change his name, his language, his clothing, he came Sholem with a shame, Losh, and a Mabush. Vayikru es Shmo Yisrael. Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. The Malach calls Yaakov, his name is changed to Yisrael. Okay, this probably everybody knows, the word Yisrael has in it, is Rosh HaTevis for all of the Obois and all of the Imois. It's brought up from the Arizal that Yisrael, the Yud stands for Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Shin, the Sin, is for Sarah. The Reish is Rivka and Rachel. The Aleph is Avram, and the Lam is Leah. And the name Yisrael is our Yichus, where we come from the Ovis and the Mois, are all included in the name Yisrael. We find the whole story with Shechem. Dina is kidnapped by Shechem, captured with Shechem. Shimon and Levi go ahead and they plot against Shechem. Shechem and the whole city has a bris milah, and Shimon and Levi go in on the third day, and they kill out the whole city, of Shechem. At the very end of the entire story, Yaakov, he sees that the Goyim are upset, and there's going to be trouble from the Goyim because what they did to the city of Shechem. So Yaakov tells Shimon and Levi in Perik Lamed Dalid, Pasuk Lamed, Achata Moisi, Lahavisheni, Biyoshi, Va'oret, Bakanani, Uvaprizi, he made us look bad in the eyes of the Goyim. They're going to come and they're going to gather against us and they're going to kill us. And they answered, Hachzoina, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ayoimru, Hachzoina, Yases Achoseinu. Let our sister become like a Zoina, Chas V'Shalom. What was their answer? What was the Torah? It's Hachzoina, Yases Achoseinu. Yaakov says, the Goyim are running, Hachzoina. So I don't recall which one of the Bali Musa says this Torah. Either Rabbi Ruchim, maybe Rav Volba said over the stairs. Hachzoyna yaseh sachayseinu. Shimon and Levi told him, there are times when we have to give up our lives. After you moisten nefesh. Sometimes such a terrible avla happens. Or such a terrible nesayin comes our way. We can't sit back and say, what can we do? The goyim, they're all around us. Hachzoyna. It comes to such an avla. It comes to such an event. Such an nesayin. Hachzoyna. When such a terrible thing happens, can we still let it go by? Klal Yisrael is kedusha b'tahara. Klal Yisrael is not full of tznus. Klal Yisrael is careful with taras mishpacha. Hachazayna yaseh sachleisenu. For that alone, when such an event happens to protect the kedusha, the tahara of Klal Yisrael, it's kedai to go fight. And even if we're putting ourselves in danger, but when it comes to the nekuda of Klal Yisrael to protect that kedusha of the tahara of Klal Yisrael, we have to go out and we have to fight. We can't sit back and say the goyim were afraid. Hachazoyna yaseh sachleisenu. Such an event happened that affects the nekuda of Klal Yisrael, our kedusha of tahara. For that, we have to go out. We have to fight. There were once two rebbes that were sitting, Reb Pinchas Mikaretz, and it was a rebbe, Rav Yevi was his name, and they were sitting and they were discussing in their generation. What's the worst avera? What's the big avera being done in their generation? And Reb Pinchas Mikuritz said,
that he thinks in his generation,
in which generation?
In their generation. They were sitting and discussing in their generation, what year was it? Probably 1700s, maybe. Okay. No. What year? Yeah, a few years. What was the best Aveira? So Rav Pinchas Bikurit says that he thinks the worst Aveira is that the B'nai Yisrael Aniyos, the poor girls, they have to go to the Goyisha houses to sell birds and fish, they have to sell their wares in the Goyisha houses. And when you have young Jewish girls in the Goyisha houses, problems arise. Besides Yichud, could lead to worse things, and therefore he felt that was one of the biggest avos that was happening in the generation. And Rav Yehudai felt that the worst avera was talking in shul. Talking devarim b'teilim in shul. Talking devarim b'teilim in shul, b'shas ha-tefillah was the big avera of the generation. They got into a discussion. They decided they're going to make a goyro. They're going to open up a chumash, and whichever pasuk they see first, Min HaShemayim should be their answer to who's right. Whether the worst avera is the Jewish girls going to Goyisha houses, or the avera was talking in shul. They took out a chumash, and they opened it up, and the first pasuk they saw was this pasuk. Perek Lamed Dalet, pasuk Lamed Alef, Hayomru, HaChazayna, Yaseh Achayseinu. Well, sister be like a zayna. So Pinchas jumped up, and he said, oh! A riot to what I said?
Sure.
HaKazayna, Yaseh Achayseinu, and the worst avera is Zayna, Znus, Yichud, that the Jewish girls are going into the Goyisha houses. Rabbi Yevi said, take a look at the Targum Yoinasin and the Targum Yerushalmi on this pasuk. If you look at Targum Yoinasin and Targum Yerushalmi, it says the following. Onan Shimon V'Levi. Shimon V'Levi answered, L'yoy R'mehevei Mis'amer. It's not nice, it's not proper to be said, B'Kenishtoin de Yisrael. In the gathering, on the base of Knesset of Yisrael, Targum Yerushalmi adds on, on the base of Midrashayhoin, and in the base of Medrash, it's not nice to be said that the Arelim were mezana with the psula with dina. But the first words of the Targum Yoinasin are the Havimis Arme, what's said in the shuls and the base of Medrash. The Rebbe said, from the Targum Yoinasin is a raya that I'm right. It's a raya that they're talking. What's said in the shuls and the base of Medrash,
right.
That's the Aveir. They're talking the Dvarim B'Teilim, the Batek Nesias, and the Batek Midrashos. So they were masking, they were both right, Eilu ve'Eilu, and these are two terrible, terrible Aveiras. Okay, the mice are talking in shul, so hopefully people are aware of the severity of the
Chomor. Yes, Agur mentioned it a lot.
Yeah, the Chomor of the Issa, people are aware of it, and people are careful not to talk. But every once in a while, the Nesayan comes along. The Nesayan challenge, someone says a few words, someone asks a question, needs an answer. And if you're aware of it, how Chomor the Indian is, be aware of it. Try, person, careful not to talk. Sure, especially during Chazaras Hashatz, without saying, that's definitely awesome. Don't talk during Chazaras Hashatz. Especially Moshe Beirach. Okay, a person has to be very careful. You need a little chizik, Targum Yoinasin Zeloshin, Targum Yerushalmi, that Mis'amer, it's not nice, said, to talk in the shul and in the base of Medrash. Just end off with a part we said over every year, Yaakov is Mispalo, at the beginning of the parasha, Yaakov Davins, and Yaakov says, "Hatzileni no miad ochi miad Esav." Perek lamid beis pasuk yud beis. Save me from the hands of my brother, from Esav. So Rashi answers, "What's the lashon?" Rashi explains, "What's the lashon miad ochi miad Esav?"
Yeah, we know his brother.
Or is Esav and not a brother? He's a brother. Says Rashi, "Miad ochi from the hands of my brother." Shein noig imi ka'och, who doesn't treat me like a brother. Elo ke'esav harasha, but he treats me like Esav. So same with my brother, who doesn't act like a brother, he acts like Esau. Says the Beis HaLevi, and we said this over many times, Hatzin Leini no miad ochi miad Esau. Yaakov was Nispalel, save me from Esau, whether he acts to me as a brother like a friend, or he acts to me like Esau HaRosha. If Esau acts to me like a brother, that's also no good. To be too friendly with the Goyim, with the Rosha, is also no good. So save me from Esau, whether he wants to be my friend, he wants to be my brother, or he wants to be Esau HaRosha. And we take a see, both from Mekuyim. Yaakov meets Esav. Esav tries to bind him according to Mapshat. And Hashem saves Yaakov from Esav HaRosha. At the end, Esav and Yaakov are walking together. And Esav wants to keep on going. And Yaakov tells him, I have to go slow because of the children, because of the sheep. I can't keep up. And the pasuk says, Vayosho of Esav Aimahu, Darko Lisiro, Esav goes on his own to Seir. So when Esav wanted to be friendly, Miyad Ochi, Hashem also saved Yaakov. continues the Beis HaLevi, nicely avos simin l'bonim. Throughout all the generations, whenever we're in Golos, there are two types of Golos. There's a Golos for the Goyim are our brothers, and there's a Golos for the Goyim are Esav. Sometimes we're in Golos and the Goyim are outright our enemies, they're outright Esav, they're out to kill us, they're out to hurt us. And sometimes you have a Golos with Miyad Ochi. The Goyim are very friendly. Come, be my friend. Come, be like us. Join us. Miyad Ochi. Either way is no good. Hatzileini no, Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. However the Goyim come, whether they come as a brother, they come as an Esav. Hatzileini no, Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. Save me from my brother, from Esav. Either way is no good. Klal Yisrael is Kodesh V'Torah. Klal Yisrael is separate. We don't want mixing together with the Goyim. Definitely, when it's Miyad Esav, we're forced to be separate. You know, the old saying, we said this many times, the old saying is that if we don't make Kiddush, the Goyim make the Havdalah. If we don't make the Kiddush, we don't make our souls holy, that the Goyim will make the Havdalah, and they'll separate, they'll make sure we stay separate. Our job is to make the Kiddush. Our job is to go ahead and keep ourselves Kiddush. Hatzalei nami adochi, mi adeis, v'kosh baruch, should help. We should all have Yeshuas, Rafuas, everybody should have Yeshuas. And b'frat in Eretz Yisrael, the matzav should be better, and the goyim or shitaka have the upper hand, and the goyim should be afraid of us for yirumikem, and we should talk to be zoich to see mashiach who came here. Amen.